you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Time for another edition of the Coach's Corner here on Drive Time Sports. Today we're going to talk Carbon High School athletics. A lot of changes going down within the athletics department. Earlier in the week, we had Coach Jeff Cincinnatison here, and he talked about stepping away from the boys' basketball program. Also, some changes to some other athletic programs at Carbon High. And who better to talk about that than the athletic director at the school, Coach Ted Bianco. As always, Coach, great to get you on. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Coach, we had some rather sad news. Head coach Jeff Cincinnatison of the Carbon basketball program, also the head coach of the baseball program, made the announcement that he's going to resign from the basketball program, leaving a vacancy open right now, and you guys have already moved forward as far as posting the job.
Yes, and, Coach Cincinnatison got a new job a few weeks ago, and as a result, the time required to put into both the basketball and the baseball program was a little bit too much for him, and it was hard news to take, but we appreciate everything that Jeff's done for our program and our kids and our school. He was actually my assistant for 7 years prior to that, so he's been with the program for 12 years, and he's put a lot of time and effort into it. And I, for one, couldn't be more appreciative of all of his hard work and his effort throughout the years. It'll definitely be a different situation not having him on the sidelines for basketball games, but once again, we certainly appreciate all of his hard work and his efforts as he put a lot of time and energy into that program.
You know, the one thing that the boys' basketball program has always had is continuity. I mean, you held that position for a very long time, and then we had Coach Cincinnatison there for 5 years. It seems like that program itself has always kind of been a staple of stability. It'll be odd to be looking for another head coach in the boys' basketball program. It's not something you have to deal with too often.
That's true, and hopefully we can continue to keep that stability with whoever the next head coach is. I had the program for 11 years, like I said, and Jeff had it for 5, and before that, I was the third coach in 3 years, so it was a little bit unstable before that, but it had recently it's had a lot of stability for the last few years, and hopefully, like I said, we can have someone come into the program and stick around for a while. It's we have a lot of great kids and a lot of great families to work with when it comes to boys basketball. The issue is we don't have a lot of real big guys running around our school that play basketball. So it's, if we could get a family of giants to live in, that would help a ton. But we have, in the past, we've had great kids come through that program, and we've had some very committed and dedicated young men that have made the program better, and hopefully that continues.
What will the hiring process look like, Coach, and what's the timetable on that?
As soon as the job opens up, people can apply for the position, and there will be a committee put together with probably a couple of parents on it, and then we will interview the candidates and choose the best fit for our program. Whomever comes in and takes over that program, they have a great group of kids to work with next year, and the program is in great shape coming into next year, so we're looking forward to getting that process done as quickly and smoothly as possible. And hopefully we can let the kids know this summer what's going on.
Now, I did talk to you off the cuff. I asked you this question. I'll ask you again. Will this job accompany, will it be hand-in-hand with a teaching position at the school?
I believe we have all of our teaching positions full, so I'm thinking that we're not going to have a new teacher come in and be the basketball coach. However, there are probably teachers in our district that are interested in the position, and I'm sure that they will apply for it. So there very well may be a teacher in that position. But who knows who will apply for it. We want the best fit for the position, and we want someone that's going to stick around for a while and continue to build on what's been accomplished for the last several years.
Now, as far as the best fit goes, when you guys go through the interview process, how important is experience?
I think experience is important to the extent that being a head coach is totally different than being an assistant coach. The job itself is you just don't show up and coach. There's a lot of things that go with it. The experience of being a head coach, I don't think that's necessarily a requisite for getting the job, but it would be nice to have someone that understands that what they're getting their they're self into is not going to be an easy job. So being a head coach of any program at the high school level is quite an undertaking. And like you said, whoever gets it, they don't have to have been a head coach previously. So we're not looking for that. We're just looking for someone that's going to come into the program, continue to make sure that the program is going to move forward and is going to spend some time and effort with the kids.
Two more questions for you, Coach. First off, you said that you guys would like to get a coach in there, obviously, before the school year. What does this mean for the summer programs with the boys' basketball squad now that there's no head coach in place?
They're still doing their summer stuff. Coach Cincinnatus has agreed to make sure that the kids are still going to be going to some of the camps that he had set up for them. And so their summer program is not going to go away. These kids are still going to get a chance to play. And we appreciate his efforts in continuing that. I know Coach Gagan is still going to, Coach Gagan and Coach Wilson and Coach Brazier are still keeping the program afloat, as well as Coach Sinstar. So it's not going to be something that's going to just come to an end because we no longer have a head coach in place.
And what type of interest do you expect this job to attract?
Well, hopefully we have, several applicants. So you would think that would be an attractive position for anyone. And being a head coach is a goal for a lot of coaches. And so, the only issue is going to be the stipend that you get to be the head boys basketball coach isn't enough money to support a family. So without there being a teaching position along with it, that's an issue. But I'm sure, as I said before, that there will be people in the community and there will be people within the district that will be interested in the position. So I'm assuming that we will have quite a bit of interest in the program.
Corbin High School Athletic Director Ted Bianco, our guest over the phone right now. Coach, I know you guys have some other changes that will be made or have been made as far as the athletics department goes at the school.
Well, we had a change in our girls tennis program. Coach Allman decided to step down this past spring, and so a young lady by the name of Crystal Bettis will be the new head girls tennis coach, and we're looking forward to her tenure in that position, and I think some great things are going to be happening with that. She's worked very closely with the Carbon County Recreation Program with tennis in the past, so she brings a lot of skill and knowledge in that sport to our school. So, as I said before, we're looking forward to that. And we thank Coach Allman for all of his years. He helped start the program and did a great job with the girls and continued to have quite a bit of interest in the program with the amount of girls that were showing up. So Tom did a great job with those kids and, had them on the tennis courts and doing or learning how to play the sport. And I decided it was time for a change, and so Krista will come on board, and she will do some good things for us. In wrestling, after last year when Steve Woodhouse stepped down, Coach Huntsman took over for the year, and he decided that he's not going to continue to be the head coach of the wrestling program, but Brock Fawcett will step into those shoes and fill that void for us. And I know Brock will do a great job. He had a lot of success when he was the wrestling coach at Mont Harmon. He had did a lot of good things with the kids this past year as an assistant coach, and we're really looking forward to Brock and his staff taking over our wrestling program. So those are going to be the three changes that we have right now in our sports programs. I'm not anticipating anything else, but you never know. So.
And I think it is important to mention that Coach Cincinnatus will remain the head coach of the baseball program.
Absolutely. He decided that he can still do things with that program. And as I said before, we're very pleased with what Jeff has done and thankful for his time and effort with the program. And Jeff's been around the community for years and years as a Legion coach and an assistant coach with the junior high program, and then came up to the high school and helped us for several years and then took over that program. And as I said before, he's very thankful to have Jeff as a part of our coaching staff, and looking forward to him having success with the baseball program as he's already had. And we're also, anticipating whoever takes over the basketball program, they've got some shoes to fill, and they've got a program to run. So it's going to be an important change for us.
Coach, I definitely appreciate the time. Thank you very much, and hopefully we'll talk to you again real soon. Enjoy the summer.
Hey, thank you very much, and once again, we'd like to thank all of our supporters and fans out there, and looking forward to the start of another school year in sports coming up real fast. And before we know it, we're going to be starting all of our fall sports. So we're looking forward to talking to you again and appreciate all your support, Jordan.
Absolutely, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Athletic Director Ted Bianco talking about some of the changes at Carbon High School. A new wrestling coach, Brock Fawcett, I think he'll do a fantastic job. And now we're waiting to see what direction the basketball program will move with Coach Jeff Cincinnatus stepping away. We're going to pause for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to flip over, talk NBA basketball. Game 6 of the NBA Finals tonight. The Warriors with another opportunity to close out the Cleveland Cavaliers. That's coming up next here on Drive Time Sports.